rooms like this, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with rooms that are not actually, they're not full-size rooms. See where the roof come up like this.
Oh, yeah.
It made those little rooms upstairs nothing but little eaves.
Yeah.
But now there was upstairs room over this room and this room and this room.
So it would be the...
But there was just, this is the back porch right here, so there was actually just the three rooms downstairs. And through three little bitty rooms upstairs. But now, did you want me to label these?
Yeah, the kitchen then would be directly behind the house room.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be so in the south. I mean the north west corner.
I'd say this is south, and maybe this was north.
And then what's this again?
This is the hall. You mean?
Yeah, and this.
This is the stairways that went up to these upstairs.
That's right in the hall.
Right in the hall.
Off the main room.
Uh-huh. And this is the back.
Did you have rooms divided upstairs?
Yes, these rooms were divided. In fact, there was a hallway upstairs, a little hallway. See, these steps went up from this hallway on the main floor up to the upstairs. And it had a little landing, we called it, upstairs, which was a little hallway. And then it was divided into the room on the one side and then the room on the other. And now this room over the kitchen was actually, we never did use it, except we called it a jump room. We never did have a bed in there. But really, this upstairs room over this room was a bedroom for, usually for some of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys had this bedroom upstairs over the house.
So it's exactly the same design upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Except for the porches.
Except for the porches, uh-huh. And the rooms are those that have the eaves like that. And you couldn't stand up anywhere but in the middle of the room, really. When you got over to the sides, you had to kind of stoop over, you see. And,
I didn't know how to label
these. But I don't know if you... I didn't know how to label these. These are actually...
Uh-huh.
That room over there is a... It's just the main room that we lived in. But, of course, in those days, we didn't have a living room suit or anything. We just had chairs and beds. And,
mm-hmm.
And as far as the house, it's still the same now. It hasn't been changed but a very little, except just within the past few months, Mother has had a room built off of the kitchen right here as sort of a utility room.
So there's
that's the only change to the house, you might say.
Just extending west off the kitchen. How did you have it heated?
With just these tin heaters with wood.
Uh-huh. What about an older type house? How might that be heated?
Fireplaces, maybe. See, this house, when Dad and Mother moved there, it had a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we heated that main room.
Mm-hmm.
When this room here, where this window was here, it was a big, tall chimney and a fireplace there. And I can remember as a child, actually, you know, that was the only way of heating that room, was that fireplace. And that was the only heat we had. And, of course, in the kitchen, we cooked with the wood.
Mm-hmm.
And on a wood stove. And in fact, my mother is still cooking on a wood stove, even though she's got electric.
Mm-hmm.
But she still cooks on a wood stove because she likes it. But she nearly burns up this way. My mother hasn't changed hardly any since over the years.
Yeah. Talking about a fireplace, the part that the smoke would go up through, what would you call that?
Well, just a chimney is what we call it.
Okay. You know, at a factory, you might have something similar, a bigger thing.
Uh-huh.